When I'm out walking, I strap my stuff and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun.
Last Friday, April 19th, our own UR Concerts brought the Throwing Muses and the Violent Femmes to the University of Rochester Palestra. These alternative bands packed the auditorium with a diverse audience. Not only did Rochester students attend, but many people from other schools and the community came to the campus as well. Throwing Muses, a band which started in Newport, Rhode Island, has been together since high school. About a year after graduation in 1986, they moved to Boston. Here is David, the drummer, speaking about the band's break with 4AD, a British record label.
We made a demo tape when we were living in Boston, and our manager sent it out to a bunch of different labels, independent labels, both overseas and in America. And he basically just came back and said, this is what they said, this is what they said, this is what they said. And he said, well, there's this guy from a British label who keeps calling me and saying, well, I don't work with American bands, but I just keep me informed, I want to know what's going on. That basically developed into, well, I want to do one record with you, and then you can go. Which for a new band, that's ideal.
The Violent Femmes did not have it so easy. Gordon Gano, the lead singer and guitarist, talked about the group's start in Milwaukee. He described how they could not get gigs except for opening for other bands on Tuesday and Wednesday nights at a local alternative music club. But the rewards for the group did follow. Their first album, The Violent Femmes, has gone platinum, meaning that it has sold a million copies. They have a new album coming out next week entitled Why Do Birds Sing? Gordon talks about that project.
I think it's going to do well. I really do. I think that also ironically, it's the first record we've ever made that the record company likes.
After their third album, The Blind Leading the Naked, the group took a three-year break, which was cited as a positive experience for the three musicians. Gano commented on how it improved their musical creativity and spirit. The members, including Brian Ritchie, the bass player, and Victor De Lorenzo, the drummer, used the opportunity to experiment with various instruments. The break helped the group to grow musically.
Speaking as a musician, for myself, and then also as the band, I believe that we're better. We can do more things, and also the more you play together, or the more anyone was to play together, hopefully, the more things start to happen that you connect and things are done that you don't even realize, but you all made the same decision.
Gordon Gano also included some candid anecdotes about himself.
This may surprise some people, but as well as playing in Violent Femmes, I belong to a chamber music association.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
And so I try to play chamber music, Mozart, Haydn, and whatever the case may be. But I always make sure it's a group of people that get together in New York City at a Y and do this, and I think it's a wonderful thing. I enjoy that very much. I love all kinds of music, and that's an example of it, that I really love trying to play and make what loosely is called classical music, and yet I also love, I think it should be obvious, but I love what happens with Violent Femmes and the kind of songs that I write, and even though they may seem very far apart to me, they aren't. It's music.
The big concerts don't end at the University of Rochester. This weekend, the Indigo Girls come on Saturday at 8 p.m. in the Palestra. This has been Allison Scola for WRUR News.